Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa DNR made an arrest in a hit-and-run at the Iowa Great Lakes. Investigators say a boater took off after rear-ending another vessel on Westlake Okoboji Tuesday night. The operator of the other boat ended up in the hospital with serious injuries. DNR officers seized a damaged boat on private property yesterday. They say shortly later, 20-year-old Zachary Cruz of Spirit Lake turned himself in and admitted to operating the boat involved in the crash. Cruz was booked into the Dickinson County Jail. He faces a charge of failing to give aid resulting in serious injury. The charge is an aggravated misdemeanor. A new poll shows Republican Randy Feenstra with a 20-point lead over Democratic candidate J.D. Scholten in the race for Iowa's 4th Congressional District. Feenstra, a state senator from Hull, beat King in the June primary. King was seeking his 10th term. Scholten from Sioux City came within 3 points of topping King in 2018. The Monmouth University poll gives Feenstra 54% support, compared to 34% for Scholten. 8% are undecided in a congressional district that includes more Republican and no-party voters than registered Democrats. The poll shows Scholten with a 7-point advantage in the counties he won in the previous election, including Woodbury County, where he is based. More than 1,600 registered voters in the state took part in the poll from the end of July through early August. The margin of error, about 5%. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported 6 more Iowans have died from complications of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. There were almost 600 new positive cases. Woodbury County is tracking 14 new cases for almost 3,700 in all. More than 6,700 people filed unemployment claims last week in Iowa, and the number of continuing claims is nearing 105,000. That's 5,000 less than the week before. Manufacturing had the highest number of claims with more than 1,400. Federal pandemic unemployment compensation benefits ended on July 25th. That means the extra $600 per week is stopped. However, laid-off workers in Iowa may be eligible for state extended benefits. The state of Iowa announced a big boost for distance learning due to the COVID-19 pandemic. More than $19 million in federal coronavirus aid will go to 327 school districts and non-public schools to help with internet service. Public and private colleges and universities will receive about $7 million. Governor Reynolds says the money will help play a critical role in education and help close significant gaps in broadband access for rural schools. When students attending 23 Catholic schools in the Sioux City Diocese return to class later on this month, they will likely wear face masks. In a news release, the diocese states each school has a plan for both on-site and online learning. There's also a hybrid model that includes a combination of the two. Masks are highly recommended. The diocese superintendent, Patty Lansing, says many educators hope for guidelines from the state, but since they received none, they had to do more work on their own. Most of the Catholic schools start the week of August 24th. And the annual sales tax holiday is underway in Iowa. All day today and tomorrow, there will be no sales tax on most clothing and shoes under the price of $100. That includes online shopping as well. Iowa lawmakers passed the sales tax holiday about 2 decades ago. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Here's a look at the latest forecast. Have a wonderful weekend.